Hey guys, it's your girl Sia and Lady on the podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about wrestling. Now, wrestling is a great thing, and I'm going to give you a recap of what's been going on. So, Evolution was so good. The women's really showed what they had to accomplish and everything that was going on and what needed to be said. Now, we all heard about Roman Reigns and his leukemia, and he has cancer. And, you know, the fans didn't really always love him or appreciate him as much as, you know, they want Vince wanted them to. But, you know, the fans, I don't think a lot of people even are going to boo the man for having cancer. So, you deserve it. You know, that's a little pushy. But, overall, I feel like, you know, respect to Roman Reigns. Good luck to him. But, you know, since he left, now we can see other guys get pushed, except for Rollins, Brock Lesnar off the title. We want Paul Timer as our champion and get a Braun Strowman, get a Beast, get a Monster as the title. And, Survivor Series was amazing. Raw dominated SmackDown. Vince's favorite Raw. His baby, it's been day one. And, you know, nothing's gonna change that. So, I really think that, you know, they show how it's supposed to be and not supposed to go. So that was the recap for now. Let's get into the wrestling. Alright guys, let's get into the wrestling. Now, this is more about what's been going on in the community a lot. Now, everybody feels that Brock Lesnar should get away from the title. I agree. We'd want a part-timer as our title holder. Even though Brock has showed his dominance in the past, I think it's time for him to really do what he wants. So he's here for the money. You got your check, boy. Leave. You know, you're not going to make it in the acting career like The Rock. Everybody wants to be The Rock. Cena wants to be The Rock. But nobody's going to make it as big as The Rock. But Cena's getting close enough. With this said, Brock Lesnar should relinquish the title and relinquish to Braun. Even though Braun has burnt his booty off to get that title, they still haven't gave it to him. Gave it to him? Yeah, they say it right. Gave it to him. And he deserves it. Like, you know, he deserves it. So I hope they give it to him and really show why Braun is the man, the monster among men. Because you don't want to catch these hands. But that is what I'm trying to say. So that is really that. Oh my god, that's what you really bring me to. Now, guys, hopefully understand that this is my first podcast and this will be up for like a little bit, but at the same time, it needs to show something. Shows going on, the wrestling community just needs help. So now, talking about this certain topic, we're going to talk about Crown Jewels and the scandals that happened behind it. So let's get into that. So the last segment for today's episode, well, at least for this episode, is going to be Crown Jewels. Now, the scandals behind Crown Jewels were a little crazy. A journalist had died among Crown Jewels around when WWE was planning to do a Saudi Arabia again. But the reason I'm talking about such this past thing is now, you know, it was just in the wrestling community that people were hearing about it. But lately, it got brung up to the news, like to the media news I was watching news for. And basically, it was talking about how this and that person, this journalist, died. I was like, oh my god, it's somewhere around Saudi Arabia. So I'm thinking this is WWE's work. But at the same time, why did the United States government bring something up? Because this journalist was a big journalist working for around the United States government to see what's going on. And it looks like this journalist wasn't here for WWE Crown Jewel. It was here for some U.S. work. And maybe they landed up on the set or something like that and something happened. This is just a rumor that I heard. I'm piecing together the pieces. It's a conspiracy theory. But at the same time, it It comes from the news. It comes from the president. WWE, Donald Trump, and Vince McMahon are friends. So it might lead up to something. I'm not sure. Maybe it was just an accident at the same time. What journalists doing there? Why is this coming to light even though it's been months after this happened? Like, come on, news. We're not that slow. When stuff happens in the community knows. But when it goes to light to the media, everybody would act like they knew it. They've known it before. We knew it. And we're the ones that bring it to the light so they can see it, really. So this is what I want to talk about. If you have any other conspiracy theories with me, if you understand what's going on, please tell me. Because if you know why this is happening or going on, I need somebody to tell me. But at the same time, wrestling, I know I say wrestling weird, but wrestling is how I express myself. And if something like this happened in WWE's hands, they would keep it quiet, but at the same time, we're the community and we're going to tell each other what's going on, like a wrestling family. Even though, you know, we have our own type of mental mind. It doesn't stop us. Because, you know, oh my god, guys, I got saying that. That it's just weird how the news bring it up after all these months. And then the president or the United States government talks about it. Like, it's not a big deal that a journalist died. Even though he, like, is a person. Like, everybody dies. So why they have to bring up such terms like this? But then Jerry's works for like some part of the government or whatever. So what was doing at the event? Is it that the journalist was a journalist for the wrestling community? Okay, but you were in Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel and then you died, but they never told how he died. They just said he died. But then WWE was talking about journalists that died in Saudi Arabia and they're talking about how he died in Saudi Arabia. So if I link two together, maybe there was the same time, but they didn't give us the time or the date they just gave. They just told the story. So I'm just linking these stuff together. But if y'all know anything, I need to know. At the same time, I'm just linking these pieces together. It just makes sense to me. The only thing that makes sense is why would the government speak on such an announcement like this? I understand if the media does, but the United States government, that makes no sense. So I feel like it's more into it, but that's all really I know. So thank, but that's all I know. But yeah, so we'll see. So I want to thank you guys for tuning into my podcast. This is my first one. I don't know if I'm really gonna upload this. I might just test it out, see how it works. But these are just stuff I just bring up now. I'm gonna do a lot of pop culture wrestling things. So thank you guys so much for the help. And if you like it, you like it. If you view it, you view it. I still don't know how this works. I'm literally just starting recording. I don't even know what the other stuff look like. Thank you guys for watching and listening. And have a great, productive day. Bye, love.